Everyone, episode 5, starting. Guys, welcome back to another episode of Ballpark Beef. You know what we do, we bring you the beef. I got Nick and Jimmy here with me. Guys, how are we doing this week? I hope everyone had a great weekend and week last week.
Yeah, man, we're doing good, bro. We're doing good. A couple technical difficulties over here, but we're gonna work through them. You know, we're bringing the beef. You know, we keep it sizzling. What's going on, fellas? How's baseball been for you this opening week?
Well, you know, I headed to a game Sunday. That was fun. It was good to be back in a ballpark. And, you know, it was actually, like, really warm because I was sitting right in the sun. So it felt like a perfect baseball day, you know. And it was awesome. I got to see a judge home run. It's like two rows from me. I saw Stanton almost hit a 500-foot bomb. It was a good game, too. So, you know, only up from there, right?
You saw the 8-0 game, right?
Yes. No. It was 8-1 was yesterday. I think it was 5-0.
Whatever, man. Great game to go to. Your team shoved on the mound and then hit some taters not two seats from you, so...
Yeah,
great to have baseball back, man. Really glad that the weather's turning. We're in the thick of spring, and we're gonna bring you some ballpark beef here.
It was a nice day today.
That's right.
It's a nice day.
I was walking around looking for a throwing partner.
I know. Me too. Too bad Nick doesn't have... Never mind.
You can't say nothing about me because you're the busy one.
I am busy right now.
Yeah, but you have no arm.
Okay. You act like all of us have arms, bro.
Oh my god. I love it. We're bringing the beef today, ladies and gentlemen. Guys, let's talk a little bit how our team's been doing. I know it's only been like, what, 4 or 5 games, but it's still a light, nice little sample. Not really. It's not. These 5 games mean nothing. So if anyone out there is picking a fate of a team already, then you're just dumb. Let's be honest. There's 162 games, and there's been 5 games so far. So, I mean, the Yankees, they looked all right. The pitching's been decent. We've been hitting well. But, again, we've played the Giants, who I don't think is that great of a team. And we're playing the Phillies now, which was the NL champions last year. We beat them yesterday 8-1. We're losing to them 4-0. So, you know, 4 games doesn't predict what's the word? Jimmy, help me out, please. You're the smart one. Dictate the season.
That was Nick.
Good job, Nick.
Very nice.
Good job. Proud of you. But yeah, like I said, these games right now don't dictate anything in the season, but it's good to see some dubs and some good things.
Listen, every game matters. That's why it's 162.
It's true. What's five out of 162? Like 3% of the season already done.
Is it actually 3%?
The math. Let me know.
All right, I'll do the math while you talk.
Yeah, run the math. Oh, you want me to talk about the Mets?
Yeah, go ahead. So, have some fun.
Like you said, 5 games in, if you're putting the whole fate of the season on these 5 games, you're either a doomsdayer or you're a hyper. So either one is bad at this moment. But no, 5 games in, the Mets are looking mid. They're not looking spectacular. They're not looking terrible. We got hit with the injury bug a little bit, but let me start off a little bit about opening week. You know, we had Scherzer leading the way with a good quality start. One bad pitch going for a homer. Tough break, but, you know, Nimmo looked good on the win on opening day. That kind of brings in the lock of the week as well. You know, adding the Mets win, the money line win on opening day. Definitely a good lock. It's a dub for me. Peterson looked good. He lost his game, but... You know, McGill and Senga also impressed pretty good so far this year. 8 Ghost 4Ks for Kodai Senga. That was pretty impressive.
Yeah, like I said, that Ghost Fork looks disgusting.
We'll have to see. He may be in running for NL Rookie of the Year. You know, maybe a couple other Mets will come up and maybe give him a run for his money. But I think he's going to be in the discussion. He's going to be a good ball player. That pitch is disgusting.
Only thing with young pitchers, sorry to cut you off. The only thing with young pitchers for me is these guys haven't seen them yet. So let's give them a few more starts and then we could talk a little shit about
talking him. About rookie of the year after one start, bro.
Let's give them some time.
That's you gotta Jimmy, realize though. You gotta realize that he has a lot of hype and he's an established ball player. He's 30 years old.
He's playing with a
bunch
really?
Of yeah, he's 30 years old. He's playing with a bunch of 20-year-olds in at least when you're talking about rookie of the year conversation. I'm yeah. sorry, but you have to at least have him considered. He's definitely got some bets put on him. Could be a future lock of the week.
Yeah, that could be.
But yeah, yes. No, I mean a couple good players as well. Tommy Pham looked good at the plate. Great defense all around. I think Francisco Lindor is a lock for NL Gold Glove at shortstop. Just my opinion. I think he's the best defensive shortstop in the league. Shift ban is definitely helping him. Definitely making him look even better. We dropped a goose egg in Milwaukee. Got absolutely embarrassed yesterday. Tommy Hunter going down on the IL. It's same thing every year with the Mets. The older players, the veterans, they always go on the IL, and it makes me nervous. But again, 5 games in, and can't get too nervous. Kind of hate to see Beatty go down in the AAA game today as well. It's that surgically repaired right thumb of his. But, you know, it's early. We'll have to see.
Kind of like we predicted all this, right, Nick?
I mean, that's just the Mets every year.
It came sooner than we had thought, but I mean...
Yeah, usually we give them to the end of April.
Yeah, end of April. No, it's usually the Mets are the best team from March to, like, June, July, and then they're not the best team anymore.
Mets are a great team. And last year was no different.
You just said they were mid.
You just...
Mets are a great overall team. They've played this week mid.
Okay.
And that's not a cap.
Okay, well, we'll just wait till next week. I mean...
Wait till next week when they rip off...
That's about it.
Rip off 5 wins next week, and we're back on top of the NL East.
Oh, okay. I'll wait, because that's not going to happen. So
just wait, man.
Wait, what did he say? My headset died.
He said the Mets are going to win 5 games next week and be in first place.
I said just watch them do that. Once the offense turns around a little bit, you know, Pete Alonso, Francisco Lindor, not looking fantastic at the plate. Jeff McNeil, not really either. But, you know, I think
basically the whole
around.
Met team is not.
It's early, though. I mean, I like to talk shit, but it is early. Like, everyone can't be Aaron Judge. Let's be honest.
Well, Tommy Pham has better numbers than Aaron Judge right now. So,
my God, Nick. He's really bringing.
This dude
up.
Will compare anyone who is currently great at baseball to compare to Aaron Judge.
He just compared.
How can you not? We're 5 games in. There's literally 10 at bats going around for. These players to compare them to. Not everyone's Aaron Judge. Yeah, he started the season off well, but like so did a bunch of other people.
God.
You can't do this, bro.
You just compared. This is how you know he's a delusional Mets fan. Jimmy just compared Tommy Pham to Aaron Judge. Ladies and gentlemen,
season.
Let me tell you, a delusional Mets fan at its finest.
His stats
Nick,
on the season.
Let's hear about the Cardinals before this guy really starts going off the rocker.
Well, if we're talking about people who are off to a hot start, Paul Goldschmidt is off to another great start this year, along with everyone else on the Cardinals hitting. They are batting .350 as a team through 5 games. On the other hand, we can't throw the ball over the plate if we wanted to. Our team pitching is absolute terrible right now. That opening day, we played the Blue Jays, gave up 3 lead changes in the 8th inning or later in that game. That series went 2-1 in the favor of the Cardinals, which should have been a swept. And then last night, we started a series with the Braves, lost 8-4, gave up a shit ton of runs from our starter. And then we're doing the same thing tonight. So, yeah, I mean, the Cardinals look really good at the plate. But when it comes to pitching the ball, they might be calling me soon.
I think that's going to be your main problem all year. I definitely see if you guys really want to make it anywhere this year, you're going to have to make a move for a starter. There's just no way you're getting into the playoffs with the rotation you have right now. It's pretty dog, let's be honest.
It's below mid.
Yeah.
And there's no debate about that.
Yeah, I think they definitely need to make a move in their rotation for somebody.
Yeah, I mean, our bullpen is pretty solid. It's just, I mean, just like every other team.
Your bullpen's
late. You know, you ain't gonna do anything.
Yeah, your bullpen's better than the Mets bullpen. The Mets bullpen is just.
Are you shitting me,
bro?
Are you shitting me? This season, the Mets have given up one earned run in like 13 2/3 innings before Tommy Hunter's start, and he was hurt.
So you're just blaming Tommy Hunter.
Well, at the moment, yeah, he threw hurt and he gave up like a 5 spot or something like that. It's the only blemish in the bullpen. We have some fantastic performers. Do you want me to list them for you? I mean,
It's okay. We have Robertson.
No, we don't need that.
Yeah, we don't need that.
I'm pretty sure. You'll start rattling stats for days.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the listeners know I'm the stat guy, so. Anytime you want to bore John and Nick to death, you just blurt out some stats, you just overwhelm them with numbers, and they just don't know how to come back.
And then he compares Mariano Rivera to Adam Ottavino.
What?
That's like the Tommy Pham Aaron Judge comparison.
It's not even a fair comp, but I will, since you so nicely asked, I will mention some of the relievers. David Robertson looked great. Dennis Santana has like 5 strikeouts and 9 outs or something like that. Well, a couple others. Who else we got here? Drew Smith looked good in his 2 games. So, yeah, bullpen is picking up the Diaz slack.
Pitch. We get it. The Mets can pitch. They just can't hit.
Yeah. That's right.
Well, I don't know if pitching's their strong suit. They got tanked yesterday.
Again, one blow-up inning for... a pitcher who's probably on the decline, and we could talk about Carrasco if you want. I think his dip in velocity is a little bit alarming, something to be taking a look at. Yeah, I don't think he should have went 95 pitches in his first start.
Yeah, that was weird. I'm surprised Buck didn't pull him earlier because I don't think he should have been out there for that long.
So we'll have to see how that plays out in his next start. But, you know, Max Scherzer gave up 2 runs so far this game. Hopefully we can come back and win. We've just been absolutely dominated the last like 18 innings. So
yeah,
to see
by the Brew Crew,
Brewers.
Oh, by the way, we keep forgetting to do this, but I want to shout out our homies out in Germany who be listening to us all the time. We appreciate you guys. We've been wanting to shout you guys out, and we see you guys. We see you guys listen to every episode. And just know we appreciate you guys listening. Sorry, just had to throw that in there.
Much love.
Yeah, danke schön.
Danke schön. How we doing?
How you doing? We need to know who these German fans like. We need to know if they're fans of the Cardinals, the Yankees, or the Mets. So if you're from Germany and you're a Ballpark Beef listener, give us a shout out on Twitter. Let us know who you like.
Yeah, you can add us, DM us, whatever. Get into contact with us, man. We want to know what's up. So what are you guys? What team is you? What am I saying?
What team is you?
What team has caught your attention so far? What team do you think has gotten hot out the gates? And is looking good. I mean, and again,
Rangers.
Yes,
the Rangers.
Oh, what did you say? 100 wins,
90 losses.
90. No, I think you said. I thought you said 100 losses.
No, I said 90 losses. That's the
okay.
bet.
Okay.
90 games. I have the Rangers still losing 90 games, but they are shoving. DeGrom got lit up.
He did.
Unfortunately. Very sad to see. I don't wish that for him. He's the only person that I hope does well on that team. But I hate the team for taking him away from the Mets. And I hope they lose 95 games. But I don't know if it's going to happen. They've started 4-0.
They're actually 3-1.
Oh, 3-1. Sorry.
The only team 4-0 is the Tampa Bay Rays.
It's a AL East leader.
That is an AL East leader, which is very interesting. I didn't see them coming out hot like that, but yeah. I mean, the Reds are also 3-1, so that's give or take.
Shout out Reds.
Shout out Reds. Shout out Reds Nation. Shout out to all the Hunter Green and Nick Lodolo lovers. There's some studs though. Hunter Green and Nick Lodolo are going to be two very good pitchers. But what do you guys think? Nick?
You guys watched any of the Angels games this weekend?
No. I mean, I saw Otani hit a dinger.
Him and Trout back-to-back.
Yeah, that's pretty hot. I still don't think they make the playoffs.
three games, their ERA is one.
Still don't think they make the playoffs.
They were a team that surprised me this weekend.
I don't know, man. I don't think they have a good team still.
Did you see the Rendon thing?
Yeah, bro. That's so stupid.
Bad look. Shouldn't have done that. Bad look for the fan. Bad look for Rendon. Just all around bad.
It's just...
That's a tank.
I feel like that's a tough situation, though. Yeah. I mean, but also, Rendon should be a professional, you know? But, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to put yourself in their shoes, though. Like, these professional athletes just keep getting shit all the time.
Yeah, it definitely gets annoying.
It gets to you, man. I mean, yeah. Put enough... You could tune them out, you know, for so long until it just, like, bothers you one day.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see the big deal with Rendon saying anything back. My opinion, like, whatever. He said something bad. I don't know. Was it released what he said to the fan?
Yeah, I mean, essentially, he just was saying, like, you know, the fan was calling him a derogatory term that he didn't like.
Uh-huh.
And he repeated it back to the fan. He was like, did you do that? Did you call me that? And then he, like, took a swipe at his hat.
I guess the swipe was unnecessary.
Yeah, probably can't grab him by the shirt either.
If that was me, I would have took the fan, grabbed him.
You would have threw him into the dugout.
Threw a punch on him.
All right, don't cap.
Fans nowadays, man, some of these fans are rough. They're really tough, these fans nowadays.
They could just say whatever they want and get away
with it. It's fucked. They do. Like, I'm at the Yankees game, and... Like, Yankees fans are the worst, let's be honest. And the guy right in front of the left field fence, he's like sitting on the left field fence, is just heckling at Lamont Wade Jr. the whole night. Like, first of all, who's Lamont Wade Jr.? And like, dude, like, is it that deep? Like, grow up. This is like a 40-year-old man doing this. You know what I mean? Like, some people just take it too far, in my opinion.
Remember the one game that we went to where that guy was like hawking down Lindor because he just signed the big deal with the Mets and was doing shit that year? And you and I were just looking at each other like, bro, leave him alone. He still has 10 years left with this team.
I think it was a dude, another older dude too. Like,
yeah, he had to be like 50.
He's just
like, Lindor, $300 million for what? And I'm like, all right, bro, can you just shut up, please?
We were probably saying... His contract hadn't even started at that point. He was still on the then Indians contract.
It's just like, God, give some of these guys a freaking break.
Yeah, like, it takes some time to get your feet under you. And, you know, I think that goes without saying, like, as far as the Darren Ruff situation goes, like, there's a couple, you know, current Mets who just needs to get their feet under them. Like, Kodai Senga in his first outing, a shaky first inning, but then he settled down. You know, luckily pitchers have like continuous repetitions in a single game to kind of get their feet under them. But if you're struggling at the plate, it can get into your head.
Jimmy, do you still think the Yankees rotation's a worry?
I still think it's a worry. Absolutely. When you don't have three of your top five weapons available to start the season, it's a worry.
But how did we do without them? Fine.
What are you, 3-1 right now?
Yeah. Gonna be 3-2.
Wait, who are the three again?
Yeah, I think it's only two. I think he's a little capped up right now.
Montas and Severino, right?
Oh, and Rodon. He's right three. I don't count Montas, though. I don't count Montas.
He's your fifth starter.
He's not shit to me. He can go play. Starter. Nick, you want another pitcher? We gave you Montgomery last year. You want Montas this year?
Listen, I'm not gonna lie, bro. I think the Cardinals will take me right now.
Bader's a good return, though. Bader's a good return.
I'll give you Montas.
Bader, that was a trade that was won by the Yankees, no question.
Yeah, 100%.
What a weird one for one trade. That's crazy.
That is crazy. You don't see that often.
It's always prospects for a guy or just like a veteran to dump salary. It's very, very interesting.
You don't see that. It was a good trade. The Yankees definitely won that trade. How did Monty do in his first start?
I think he pitched the game.
He pitched yesterday or?
I think he pitched game three of the Blue Jays game.
Mm.
He gave up 6 hits and 3 runs in 5 innings.
It's a first start of the season, yeah. Kind of start.
Yeah, I mean,
I mean, it was better than old Bassett with 10 hits, 9 runs, and 3 1/3.
Oh, I remember when he was on the Mets, yo, bro. He's him.
He's Timothy, good.
Timothy Hamilton Bassett.
He had a good Mets tenure. He did.
Has Jimmy called anyone him yet this year?
Didn't he call Tommy Pham him like 2 days ago?
I want to hold on. I'm checking the messages.
No.
Let's see. Well,
Jimmy said him was like an underestimated term or something like that.
He called lowercase him.
He called Joey Gallo the AL home run king.
He is right now. Tell me he's not.
He said him is a loose term. Him is not a loose term. Him is no way a loose term.
What? I said, no, I don't know if I said that. You can't be bringing up receipts in the podcast, bro. The chat stays the chat.
Listen, if you cap it,
speaking of receipts, let's tell them how I sold on the damn parlay.
Oh, yeah, tell them about don't even that. Get me started.
Go ahead, Nick. Now, tell them how I sold on the damn parlay.
So, as you guys know, we did a little three-leg parlay. Jimmy,
we got to do a new one this year, too. Week.
Jimmy, with the his lock of the week was the Mets winning on opening day. Hit.
Fucking Rowdy Tellez bomb. Damn it.
My lock was the Braves win on opening day. That was a dub. And Jonathan's like, I'm going to be different. I'm going to take the under in the Dodgers game on opening day at under 7.5. And, well, I wake up the next morning, look at the game, and I think they scored 10 runs that game. And we took a L.
That was just unfortunate, you know. I mean, what
would have happened had you taken the other one?
So afterwards, I asked Jonathan if you had a money line lock, what would it be? And he goes, oh, I'm going the Blue Jays over the Cardinals on opening day. Well, if you guys listened earlier, the Blue Jays beat the Cardinals 10-9 on opening day, which would have been a three-legged lock.
All right. I think this week we're going to have a lock. We're hitting this week.
All now, right? which day are we doing? We picking a specific day?
Should we do tomorrow?
Do you want to do Thursday?
Yeah, Thursday probably. You're going to have to read out some of these things for me so I can pick some.
All right, let me pull up FanDuel right now.
Well, I'm just going to – every week I'm just going to pick a money line.
Oh, my God, I wanted to talk about – did you guys see what Aaron Hicks said about his playing time right now?
I did not.
Is he being a crybaby?
Yeah, essentially. So hold up. Let me pull up the exact quote. But basically he was being a crybaby about not starting. And I'm like, dude, are you kidding me?
Who is he going to start over?
He said, I just want to play. I don't want to come off the bench and face closers all day. I want to play the field. I want to play every day, and it's just what I want to do. I want to start. I don't really know what else to say. Like, dude.
I know what else to say. You better.
You don't know. You don't. You're not good enough to start.
You got to switch teams, but he's definitely not starting. Especially when Bader gets back, you'll be lucky if he even sees the plate.
Like he's literally a waste of a roster spot. Like just DFA him, ship him to Mars. I don't care. Send him wherever Darren Ruff went, please.
Send him on the SpaceX spaceship to Mars.
Yeah, him and Elon. Donaldson. Send them both. Get him 2 first class tickets. I don't care where.
See
Take them, please. I'll do anything. All right, let me pull up FanDuel though.
It's another tank off Scherzer. Oh God,
another one back to back.
Not back to back, but
it's 5-4. Oh my God.
Sorry guys, I'm live commentating the Mets game because that's the kind of fan I am.
I'm not even watching the Yankees games because they're losing.
The Cubs are up 12-3 now.
Yeah, the Reds were looking so good. Mm. All right. So Thursday, right?
Yeah, let's go with Thursday.
All right, hold up.
Do you have this in front of you, Jim, or do I need to rattle off some games?
You need to rattle off some games for me.
All right, well, we got the Mets and the Marlins.
Well, that's a lock.
Are we only doing money lines?
Well, I'm only doing money line. You could do anything you want.
All right, let's just do money lines. Fuck this shit.
So we got the Mets and the Marlins. We got the Yankees versus the Orioles. the Red Sox versus the Tigers, the Giants versus the White Sox, Blue Jays Royals, Reds Phillies, Nationals Rockies, Padres Braves, Dodgers Diamondbacks.
Oof.
All right, I have my lock. I am going Toronto over the Royals. That's a lock.
Toronto?
Gausman against Jordan Lyles. That's a lock. That's my pick.
My lock of the week is going to be the Red Sox over the Tigers.
Oh, that's a great pick. Sale on the bump.
Chris Sale on the bump.
I think he bounces back. He had a rough first start. I think he'll bounce back and he'll have a good start. And they're playing the Tigers, who is, it's just not a good franchise.
Oh, should I pick this lock? Damn. I'm looking at the Mets-Marlins game. If Kodai Senga was pitching, I would have taken the Mets as the lock.
Yeah, you want another tank? Other than the Mets, bro?
Yeah, for
the only
real.
Team in a league.
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
Get off the Mets out of this, dick, all right?
Get Scherzer out of this game.
Yeah, please. Guys,
another
40.
Tank.
5-0?
5-0.
You're getting cooked by the Brewers? Jesus.
2 games in a row.
You may all be right, the reason so, why right. they win the NL Central.
You're welcome, Nick. All right, lock of the week. I can't pick the Mets. That's not fair.
Yes.
And can't bully the Marlins. I'm going to pick Zach Wheeler and the Phillies over Nick Lodolo and the Reds. Lock of the week.
Lock. Let's lock that in. All right, guys, if you want to tail our parlay, we're taking money lines only. We're taking the Red Sox, Blue Jays, and Phillies. This is for Thursday, April 6th, which would be tomorrow as of this podcast coming out. So that's our locks. What do you guys think? I think it hits.
Yeah, I think it hits. I think all three of us are pretty good at picking teams, but we do want to say that we're not professionals. We don't know exactly what we're doing, but we're just giving you our opinions.
Nor do we have any insider information. We just, it's all opinionated.
So gamble at your own risk.
This dude really wanted to pick the Mets again, bro.
I did.
You love the Mets, don't you?
I mean, talk about being a diehard.
Are you a diehard?
Absolutely. I would never pick another team to root for, like, ever.
What if you were given, say someone came up to you, right? They were like, I got $10 million in this briefcase, but you can't be a Mets fan anymore.
All right, bro. Like, you're how can you
no,
cap
no, no. That's
that?
A bad question. That's a bad question.
Well, obviously, you're taking
because
the money.
Because everyone's
right?
taking the money, bro. Come on.
Don't right. cap. I'd be capping if I said the Mets.
Let's put it this way. If the Mets, just say the Mets team just goes like non-existent anymore. They're not irrelevant, not a team in a league. Do you become another team, another team's fan, or do you just watch baseball to watch baseball?
Becomes a Yankees fan.
That's a good
obviously.
Question, though, because like I'm deeply rooted in the Mets history. Like I grew up watching them. Like that's the reason why I like them.
Yeah.
Like I've been in front of the TV for the 2006 LCS loss to the Cardinals. Like I've been in front of the TV for the 2015 World Series loss to the Kansas City Royals. I've watched replays of the 86 World Series and the 69 World Series. It's like, you know, these things are just ingrained in me. So I gotta be a Mets fan, man. I don't know if I can if they automatically just dropped off the face of the earth. I don't know if I have the, you know, the deep rooted. I'm not a tailgate jumper. You know what I mean? Like I'm not a tailgate fan.
So it would take you a
bandwagon
you
fan,
had to
whatever
pick
the term
team.
Is. Yeah, I think learn about their history and stuff.
Honestly, if that was me in that position, I'd probably go with the Marlins just because I'm a Dolphins fan and I love Miami. So that would probably be my choice. I don't care how shit they are. I would pick the Marlins probably.
Just know it would never be the Yankees or the Cardinals for me.
It never. Would be the Yankees.
Listen, I mean, I wouldn't go to a team that you can't beat either. So. Like you watched them beat the Mets multiple times. I wouldn't want to start rooting for them if the Mets fell.
Oh,
right,
bro.
How many games did the Cardinals win last year?
Oh shit!
They took
not enough.
I think it was 2 or 3, but that was the
not
first
enough.
Time we lost.
Wait,
to
Nick.
Wait, no! That was the first time we lost to the Mets in like the last 17 years.
Wait, wins. Nick, I got a question. How many hands do you need to count the amount of World Series rings the Cardinals have?
Three.
Yeah. How many do you need for the Mets?
Not even a hand. You need 2 fingers.
Oh, my God. I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, Ballpark Beef, how you doing? You have a rebuttal, sir?
No, because you've been alive for World Series championships, so you're lucky.
Yeah, we have.
You're lucky.
I've been alive. I would say one. Like the others, I didn't watch.
That 2009 team was just, that should have been illegal.
That team was very good. I remember them playing the Phillies, man. Jimmy Rollins, Shane Victorino,
like Ryan Howard,
Chase Utley, like
Halliday and Hamels in the rotation.
Yeah, man, like that team was good too. That was, they didn't have no slouches on that team either. Like that was a good team, but the Yankees team that year was just, they signed Burnett, Sabathia, Teixeira, A-Rod, Jeter. Like that team, the Yankees team was crazy. So, but it's been 14 years since we've had one, and hopefully we get one this year. We need 28. The Mets still need 3. So we'll see.
You suck.
All right. On that note, I say we end it. I hope you all enjoyed another episode of the greatest baseball podcast brought to you on this planet Earth. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful Wednesday evening. And you know we'll be back next week. Don't you forget, next Wednesday, 4 p.m. Every Wednesday, 4 p.m. 4 or 5 p.m., depending on how it drops. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. From me, Jimmy, and Nick, we appreciate you all. And get home safe. Have a wonderful night. Ballpark Beef is signing out. Bye-bye.